But reading from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Hallelujah. Then in Acts chapter 4, verse 36 and 37, just a couple of verses. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for your word today. Your word is alive. You said the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I thank you today, God, that you will speak your word to us and that your word will come alive in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the promises of God. They are yes and they are amen in Christ Jesus. Thank you for what you're going to do today in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want you to look at somebody today and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I have a question for you. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Can I get a lift?
Can I get a lift?
Most of the time, you know, when you hear that, you're talking about a hitchhiker, somebody's got their thumb out, you know, say, can I get a lift? Somebody that's wanting you to carry them somewhere. But I'm talking today about this message and this thought, can I get a lift? I read a scripture to you from the book of Acts chapter 4 about Joseph. And the Bible said he was surnamed by the apostles, nicknamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation. And his name was Joseph, which means exalted, which is a derivative, a variation of the name Joseph, which means let him add. So the apostles named or nicknamed this young man Barnabas, the son of consolation, which means let him add courage, consolation. Consolation speaks of comfort, of encouragement, of exhortation, of lifting up, of cheering up. I believe one of the greatest needs in the body of Christ today is the ministry of encouragement.
Yes.
You know, friend, life has a way of draining us.
Yes.
It has a way of sapping our joy, our cheer, and that's before we even talk about the spiritual element of our warfare with the devil. I'm just talking about life, just life. Life has the power and the ability to drain us sometimes. And all around us, there are people who are hurting. There are people who are defeated. There are people who are discouraged. There are people who are depressed. There are people who are close to you who feel hopeless and they feel alone and circumstances have beat them down. And many of them may even be on the verge of giving up. And what they need today is they need a lift. Somebody shout out, can I get a lift?
Can I get a lift?
Now listen to what this word means. I wanted to get a dictionary definition. You know, sometimes it helps to get a definition of what this word means. This word lift means to move or bring something upward from the ground to a higher position. Did you like that?
Yeah.
To raise or direct upward. To raise in rank, condition, estimation, to elevate or exalt, to transfer from one setting to another. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, can I get a lift?
Can I get a lift?
Listen, I'm thankful for the calling God's placed on my life. But more important than the title of pastor or prophet, apostle or evangelist or anything else is the ministry of lifting people. People don't care what your title, your position is. What people want to know is, do you care enough to take time, to take a little time to bend down and give me a lift? Now look at someone and say, can I get a lift?
Can I get a lift?
See, at one time or another, everyone needs encouragement. At one time or another, everyone needs a lift. Kings need a lift. Queens need a lift. Governors need a lift. Presidents need a lift. Pastors need a lift. Sunday school teachers and apostles and prophets, they need encouragement from time to time. You may never be an apostle. You may never go to a third world country, preach the gospel. You may never stand in the office of the prophet or pastor or an evangelist, but you can be a people lifter. Now look at somebody, tell them, can I get a lift? Now listen to the scriptures today. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10 says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Now listen to this. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. Oh, hallelujah. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Glory to God. In other words, you need somebody ever so often, every once in a while, you need somebody to give you a lift. Glory to God. As I said earlier, I'm thankful for the calling upon my life and the office I stand in, the ministry, but the title and the anointing that I want most in my life is I want to be a people lifter. That's the reason I came to the pulpit today. I came to this house to lift you up. I came to tell you, you can make it. I came to tell you, I believe in you. I came to tell you, don't quit. I came to tell you, keep on believing and keep confessing and keep on praying and keep on praising. And I came to tell you, it doesn't matter what you're going through, your best days are ahead. I came to tell you today, it doesn't matter who or what is against you, God is for you. I came to tell you, you were created in the image in the likeness of God. You have his presence and you have his power. And God said to tell you that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former house. And he says to tell you, you haven't seen anything yet. He says you are the head and not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. And you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you are the apple of his eye. And you are the victor and not the victim. Hallelujah. I came to lift up your head. Hallelujah. David said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. I wish you'd look at somebody and tell them to say, neighbor, things are looking up. Now say, neighbor, I'm looking up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now listen, Hebrews 12 and 12 says, it says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Lift up the hands which hang down as from weariness and exhaustion. The hands fall by the side when we are exhausted with toil or worn down by disease. And the feeble knees, Matthew Henry commentary says, the knees also become enfeebled by long effort and trembled as if their strength were gone. Courage and resolution may do much, however, to make them firm. And it is to this that the apostle exhorts those to whom he wrote, the hope of victory will do much to strengthen one almost exhausted in battle. The desire to reach home invigorates the frame of the weary traveler. So it is with the Christian. in persecution and sickness and bereavement, he may be ready, she may be ready to sink under their burdens. The hands may fall, the knees may tremble, the heart sinks within us. But confidence in God and the hope of heaven and the assurance that all is working out for our good will reinvigorate the enfeebled frame and enable us to bear what we once supposed would crush us to dust. A courageous mind braces a feeble body, and hope makes it fresh for new conflicts. Hallelujah. Can I get a lift?
Amen.
The word feeble in this context, he said, strengthen the feeble knees. Lift up the hands which hang down, the feeble knees. The word feeble in this context means to loosen or dissolve. Suffering from the relaxing of nerves, unstrung, weak of limb, tottering, weakened, feeble, paralyzed. And this is what the devil tries to do to us. He tries to paralyze people. He tries to fill us with fear and with dread and anxiety. He tries to rob us of any hope for a brighter future. He tries to drain us of courage and the faith to stand and fight. But our ministry, oh hallelujah, our ministry as the true anointed sons and daughters of God is to destroy the spirit of paralysis, break the spirit of fear and the attitude of despondency, and it is to infuse faith and courage back into the spirit. Hallelujah. Courage means put courage. Encourage means to put courage back into. Encourage. Put courage back into. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is a ministry of encouragement. Anytime the Holy Spirit comes, he comes to encourage us. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6, David was greatly distressed. For the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. It's true, my friend, that every one of us needs to know how to encourage ourselves. Everybody needs to have a little preach in them. Amen. Everybody needs to have a little preach in them. You got to preach to yourself sometimes. You got to tell yourself, get up out of that bed. You're the pastor of the church. You can't lay in that bed all day. You got to get down there. You got to get up. You got to study. You got to pray. You got to preach to yourself. You got to tell yourself you can make it. You can do it. Don't quit. You got better in front of you than behind you. There's more ahead of you than behind you. You're greater. You just got to preach to yourself and encourage yourself. But it's also true, we need to know how to encourage one another. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, say, I need you. Can I get a lift? Now if anybody needs a ride home, you let us know. We'll make sure you get a lift. The ministry of encouragement is a ministry we're all called to. The ministry of encouragement is something that will never expire. Isaiah 35, 3, 7 through 7, it says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Notice it's encouragement first, and then comes healing, then comes deliverance, then comes spiritual renewal. There's an outstanding characteristic in Barnabas' life. It was so outstanding that it caused the apostles to think of him as the encourager. Isn't that awesome? His attitude, his demeanor, it was so outstanding, this attitude of encouraging people and lifting people up, in so much that they nicknamed him the son of consolation. Yeah, how many's ever heard somebody say, well, that's those sticky fingers, you know? How many's ever heard that? When somebody comes along and says, oh, you better watch out, that's old Two-Face. You know, what does that mean? That means they'll say one thing to you and then they'll say another thing when they turn your back. Well, what they're doing is they're identifying them by a particular trait or characteristic that's outstanding in their life. Well, this young man, this man, Barnabas, had such an attitude of lifting people and cheerfulness and encouraging people that they said, we're just going to call him the son of consolation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, he says,
They nicknamed him Son of Consolation. Now remember his name, Barnabas, Joseph, it means exalted.
I love that.
Lifted up, exalted. It's a derivative of the name Joseph, which means let him add. Exalted, let him add. That's the requirements of an encourager. I want us to look today, and I read this scripture as I opened this message today. I want us to look at some people lifters in action. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. Again, the scripture says, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Being the ninth hour, a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go in, he asked alms. Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but such as I do have, hallelujah, I give it to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Oh, hallelujah. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. My friend, listen to me. This man's life was changed immediately because somebody gave him a lift.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Somebody saw him in his lower condition and somebody gave him a lift. The lame man looked at Peter and John expecting to receive something from him and from them. And thank God they had something to give him. I wish you'd look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, I've got something." Now tell him, "I've got something." Peter and John looked at this poor crippled beggar sitting at the temple gate asking alms from any who would pass by. Here was a poor, unfortunate soul who lived dependent on the generosity and the surplus of others. He was a taker. He was always reaching out. He was always in need. Every day someone would pick him up, carrying him to his spot outside the beautiful gate of the temple, where he would sit with his little cup and beg for alms. But what I love about Peter and John was this. When they looked at this man, they didn't just look at him in his poor, pitiful condition, but they saw a future for this man. They saw a future for him beyond what he could see. He couldn't see anything in his future different than his past. He couldn't see anything different than to sit and beg every day at the temple gate. When Peter and John saw him, they were moved with compassion of Jesus. Compassion and pity are two different things. Compassion and pity may look a lot the same. Pity may feel, sorry, may even cry. But compassion acts. Compassion changes the situation. Peter and John saw the man's poor condition, but they saw a future for him. They were moved with compassion. When they said, "Look on us," it was because they knew they had not only the compassion, but they had the capacity to change this man's situation. Oh, hallelujah. I just wish for just a minute we could understand how powerful we are. I just wish for a minute we could understand how much power we actually have. Friend, we are walking around with the same spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, living on the inside of us. The supernatural miracle working power of God is in us. Somebody just pat your belly and say, "It's in there." Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Peter and John, friend, listen to me. Peter and John knew the supernatural power was in them. They also knew they had the ability to transfer and to release that power to others. Listen to his words. "Silver and gold have I none," said Peter. And there's the key. "But such as I have, give I thee." In other words, Peter said to this lame man, "I know what I have." In other words, Peter and John were consciously aware that they had in their possession a greater power than themselves. "Such as I have." Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember the old revivalist, A.A. Allen. And they used to sing a song in his meetings a lot of times. It said, I've got it, I've got it. I've got it, I've got it. Something about the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I've got it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I've got it, such as I have. Somebody look at your neighbor and tell them, I got it.
I got it.
Woo! I got it. Hallelujah. I got it. I may not be able to explain it, but I've got it. And if you got it and you know it, I just want you to give God a praise in this house. I said, if you got it and you know it, just give God a praise. If you know you've got the Holy Ghost in power, if you know you've got that same Spirit living in you that raised Jesus from the dead, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. I've got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Glory to God. The story is told of Jack Cole. I don't know if it's all true, but I tell it. I've heard it. They said he's one of the greatest revivalists, evangelists, men of God used in healing the sick. One of the greatest. Had some of the most outstanding miracles. Even on YouTube, you can watch some of these miracles. He reached up one day and just grabbed the tumor on this lady's face and just pulled it off. It fell off, came off in his hands. A man of great faith and power. But he said when he got the Holy Ghost, he just was so excited, he just shouted out, hot dog, I got it. Hot dog, I got it. Woo! See, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got the power. That power may be dormant. It may be inactive in your life. Or that power may be unrecognized by you. But Jesus said you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. I want you to look at somebody and tell them, I've got the power. Now tell them, hot dog, I got it. Hallelujah. Woo! Hot dog, I got it. Glory to God. Then they said, give I to thee. In other words, I present it to you, I offer it to you, I release it to you, I transfer it to you, I give it to you. And Peter took him by the right hand, and here's where it all comes together, and lifted him up. And that's where the miracle happens. That's where problem meets power. It's one thing to look, to see, to feel sorry, but it's another thing to put power in action. And the Bible says Peter took him by the right hand, and he lifted him up. Peter was a people lifter. He was pulling him into his destiny. He was pulling him out of his past. He was pulling him out of his guilt and shame. He was pulling him out of his emptiness and helplessness, out of his brokenness, pulling him up into wholeness, up into joy, up into fullness. And the Bible says immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and legs that had never walked and could not support his body. Instantly, the life of God began to surge through those bones and surge through those muscles, and muscles that were atrophied and shrunk up and had never supported the weight of his body instantly began to support his body, and he began to jump up and down and walking and leaping and praising God because somebody bent down and gave him a lift.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, can I get a lift?
Can I get a lift?
Yeah. Now, number one, to be a people lifter, you have to have been lifted yourself. Exalted. Joseph means exalted. Barnabas means lifted, exalted. Before you can lift somebody else, you have to have been lifted. 2 Corinthians 2:3-4 says, blessed be God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. In other words, that we may be able to lift somebody else because God has lifted us. You have to have been lifted. Ephesians 2:6 says, he has raised us up. He has lifted us up and made us to sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have to have received something before you can give it. But he tells us, freely you have received, freely give. Peter and John said to the lame men, such as I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Galatians 6 and 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Can I tell you something? The ministry of encouragement is a round-the-clock job. When you truly have the spirit of encouragement in your life, you don't wait for people to get down before you speak uplifting words. If we had more encouragers on the job, we would have a lot less despondent, discouraged, stressed out, depressed, oppressed people in the church and in the world. Proverbs 12:25 said, heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop. But listen, but a good word maketh it glad. Amen. Proverbs 16:24 said, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 11:11 says, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Proverbs 10:11 says, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Glory to God. It's a well of life. The Bible says that we have been given the power to speak words that contain life or death. Life or death are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue can either be an instrument of life or it can be an instrument of death. It can either bring healing or it can bring curses. It can bring blessings or it can bring curses. It seems that the church in general has many people in the church with the gift of fault finding. People who can point out everything that's wrong with the church and all the weaknesses and shortcomings of the people in the church and all their mistakes. But God is not looking to put people down, but He's looking to lift people up. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in here today. I feel the ministry of encouragement in the house today. I feel the lifting of the Holy Spirit in the house today. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Oh, hallelujah. This is one of the most important messages to me. And I believe can be to you, should be to you. Because we're not all called to different ministries. We're not all called to be apostles or pastors or teachers or evangelists. We're not all called to the fivefold ministry. If we were, there wouldn't be no body. There wouldn't be no church to minister to. The fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints. So we're not all called to the fivefold ministry of pastor, prophet, apostle, teacher, evangelist. But we are all called to the ministry of encouragement. We're all called to be people that are willing to stop, take time, bend down, and give somebody a lift. He says that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. I know today we expect the pastor to be an encourager. We expect that. We expect the pastor to be a people lifter. We expect the pastor to encourage people, to lift people, to speak words of encouragement. But today, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to anoint every single one of us with a lifting anointing. To be people lifters. To be people lifters. I talked the other night, last week, about sapsuckers and things that will sap your victory and sap the vitality and the life of the Spirit from you. And sometimes those things, they can even be people that have that certain characteristic about them that they just drain you and they pull on you and they pull out of you and they just sap that vitality. And so here's the thing. There are people that can pull you down, but God has determined that we be people that can lift you up.
Amen.
Would you stand with me? I'm almost done. I just felt the Lord lay this message on my heart today because He's wanting to do something special. I believe there's an anointing that God is going to release in this house today. I know we all love each other. We care for each other. But friends, sometimes we just don't feel qualified to speak into somebody else's life. Sometimes we just feel like that's the pastor's job.
That's so-and-so's job. They're really gifted at that. They have a real ability to communicate it, and they can really encourage somebody. Friend, listen, that is not a spiritual gift that God just gives to certain individuals. That is a calling. He's called every one of us to be ministers of encouragement. He's called every one of us to be people that will lift up people, to be people lifters. Can you just lift your hands for just a moment? Can you just lift your hands and tell Him, Lord, I'm available. I'm available. You never know, my friend. You never, ever know the difference it can make in somebody's life for you to just stop and take the time to tell them things are going to get better. To look at somebody, just take the time to tell them God believes in you. To take the time to tell them that God sees you and God knows what you're going through. God sent me to tell you that He loves you. God stopped me today to tell you that He loves you, and that He has good things in store for you, that you're going to make it, that it's going to get better. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. He said He's given me the tongue of the learned that I can know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. I want everyone to come to the front of this building today. I feel the Holy Spirit is wanting to do this. He wants me to anoint you today, to anoint you for the spirit of encouragement and this anointing of encouragement, this lifting power. Every single one of us. See, sometimes we feel unqualified. We just feel unqualified. You say, that's not my gift. I'm not a speaker. I'm not a communicator. I'm not one of those people that goes out of the way. But can I tell you something? If Peter and John had not gone out of the way, that lame man who was born lame would have died lame. He would have died lame. But because they went out of their way, and because they stopped, and because they took the time to bend down and lift him up. And notice this, Peter took him by the right hand. You know what that means? We took him by the right hand. It means I'm lifting you to your rightful position. It means I'm restoring you to what God intended you to be. It means I'm lifting you up to the place of position of authority and power. I'm changing your position. I'm changing your estimation of yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We build people with our words, or we can tear them down. By the blessing of the righteous, the city is exalted. We're going to build things with our words. We're not going to tear people down. We're going to be people lifters. We're going to speak words of encouragement. We're going to speak words of life. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I'm not a prophet. I don't operate in the office of a prophet. It's not about being a prophet. It's about being an encourager. It's about being a people lifter. And you say, what do I have to do to be a people lifter? Number one, you have to care about people. You have to care. You have to see people where you were and care about them and want their life to change and want them to have a better life. Would you just bow your heads for just a moment? Holy Spirit, I love you. I'm so thankful, Lord, for this ministry of the Holy Spirit, a ministry of encouragement. Lord, that we are called by you to be people lifters, to lift people up with our words and with our hands, to invest in people, Lord, so they can become everything that you've ordained for them to be, so that they can reach their destiny, Lord, so that as we're going through life, Lord, we pass somebody, we come upon somebody who's down, we can lift them up, we can give them a lift, we can speak words of life to them. Lord, as we come to a brother or a sister that's struggling and going through hard times and going through tests and trials, and Lord, the spirit of heaviness comes on them, God. Lord, we're anointed today to speak life to them. We're anointed today to speak encouragement to them, to speak hope into them, Lord, and to bless them and to lift them up. And Holy Spirit, as I, in accordance with your direction, anoint your people today with this oil. I pray that there will be a special anointing, a lifting anointing that will come upon them, Lord, and a boldness and a courage, Lord, to go even out of their comfort zone and begin to lift people and be people lifters in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands. I'm going to come by and we're going to anoint you today.
Father, people lifters. That's who we are, Lord. Lord, a special anointing today, God. An anointing, Lord. Sister Val here to be a people lifter. Lord, to lift people with His Word, God. To speak words of life. To speak words of blessing, Lord. To speak words of encouragement, God. Lord, to lift them to Lord, God. Lord, there are people who need Sister Jackie. They need the Word, Lord. They need the Word of life. They need the Word of heart. They need the Word. Lord, this is your hand, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now we can be an encourager. We can be a people lifter, Lord God. God, I thank you for that anointing, Lord, for the eye of life. To be a people lifter, Lord God. Lord, that He will open His mouth and speak those words of life and encouragement and strength, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. And you are with us. You're with us in the meeting today, God. As a people lifter, Lord. Lord, there are people around her who need to be lifted, Lord. And she has the words of life. And she has the words of hope and strength, God. That will lift her, Lord. Brother Jordan, God. Lord, I anointed, Lord, as a people lifter, God. God, that His word, Lord, will bring encouragement and strength and hope, Lord, and life, God. It's been me, Lord. God, that the special anointing of a people lifter today, God. Oh, let's see how they get their mind about the Lord of Messiah. God, I'm saying today, Lord, that we are people lifters, right, Lord. Have the ability to lift people with His words, Lord. To strengthen them, to encourage them, to put courage back into them, Lord. To bring hope into their lives, God. I'm the Lord of Messiah. Lord, I'm lifting you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we anointed you, Lord, to lead us, Lord. God, to be a people lifter, Lord. We thank you that your Spirit is going to God to do that, Lord. To speak words of life, Lord, and to speak words of encouragement and strength, Lord. And what to see, Lord God, people lifter, Lord God. He covered the most spirit of us there. Lord, that your word will lift people around us. That your word will bring hope and strength and encouragement.
Yes, Lord.
touch on my brother Jeff, Lord. Have an anointing, Lord, upon his life, God, to be a people with you, Lord. God, that he blesses others, that he lifts up others, that he establishes others with these words of life that come from him, Lord. We thank you, God, that they're your words that they speak, Lord. But they have the power to lift, they have the power to heal. Anointed for Wanda today, God. Lord, for this ministry of people lifting, Lord God. God, with a special touching, come on her life today, God. To lift people, Lord, her words have power. Her words are the hermit, Lord. His words have power, Lord. His words have lifting power. They have encouragement power. They have the ability to bring peace, Lord, into troubled situations and troubled lives, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Kent, Lord, we anointed you, God. Lord, as a people lifter, Lord. We can lift others because we've been lifted ourselves. We can encourage others because we've been encouraged. We can strengthen others because we've been strengthened, Lord. God, I thank you for the words of life. God, that you've given the words to speak, the seasoned words, Lord. Hallelujah. In a time of need, God, we thank you for that, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. Brother Greg, that we call a people lifter. Hallelujah, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted and established, Lord. I thank you, God, that you make him more so than ever before, a people lifter, God. God, we realize, Lord, that we're called to lift people up. We're called to bless people, Lord God. God, I thank you today, Lord, for this Frank, God. Lord, that he is a people lifter, Lord. That he has that ability, Lord, to lift people with his word, to bring encouragement, to bring hope, to bring faith, Lord, to bring peace. And Lord, we can't lift because we've been lifted. We can lift others because we've been lifted, Lord. We can add to others because it's been added to us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Now, how many believe this word? Come on, stand to your feet. How many believe this word today? You believe this word is from God? How many scriptures did I give you? 15 scriptures? I don't know. But it's about lifting. It's about lifting people, blessing people. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to activate this in your own life. Before you leave and walk out the door, I want you to find 5 people, and I want you to lift somebody with your words today. You've got to prophesy to them. Just lift them up. Speak words of life to them. Speak words of encouragement to them. Come on, turn around and find somebody. 5 people. 5 people. Find 5 people before you go out that door and lift them up and bless them with your words today. You can do it. You can make it. It's going to be better. Better days are ahead for you. God has great things in store for you. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're a blessed person. God is ordering your steps. Don't worry about the future. God has it under control. It's going to be all right. Bless them in Jesus' name. Lift them up. Encourage them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is going to make a way. Don't be worried. Don't be struggled. Don't be stressed out. God is going to make a way. God's going to open a door. God's going to bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I've been encouraged. God's going to restore everything that the devil's taken away. God's going to bless you double for your trouble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.